Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Podcasting not only changed my life, podcasting made me know that I have a voice. It taught me that my voice matters, and it taught me that I can communicate in a way that's effectively for people to learn, for people to understand, for people to be a part of. See, podcasting changed my life because I had to do it every single day. It was my outlet of healing when I didn't know I was healing myself because I was just communicating. You see, oftentimes in life, you have to know you have to do things and not know the outcome will present itself. And as it's presenting yourself, you're becoming great, you're becoming better, and you're learning more about yourself. You see, as I'm learning more about the process and the journey that I had to go on, the journey that I have pursued, it led me to podcasting because it showed that I can do it. It showed that I can be consistent, and it demonstrated that I have a voice. See, I have a voice because I'm creating a voice that matters. And in order to really have a voice that matters, you have to know that you're doing it for a purpose. You're doing it for a reason. You see, podcasting changed my life because it taught me the reasoning that I'm speaking. It taught me the reason of why I'm communicating. It showed me that I have a voice. And even though I have a voice, my voice matters because I'm the one that's doing the work. I'm the one that's podcasting. I'm the one that's being consistent. I'm the one that's constantly showing up. You see, when you constantly show up, something happens to you because it's happening for you. You see, when you're going through the pain, when you're going through the misery, it's happening to you because it's preparing for you. And you see, when I understand, when I start to learn more about podcasts and really create videos and be more consistent, I was creating because I was sharing what I was going through. I was sharing what I was experiencing. I was sharing what I was overcoming. And it taught me that your voice matters because the experience is the best teacher that you will ever go through. You see, life is going to show you that you are doing something right. You are doing something perfect. You're doing something that in your best way. And your best way is going to have lessons that's going to help others not only see the value, but to recognize the voice that's being delivered. What's going on, everybody? This is your first time here. Welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure Knowledge, we speak about personal development, marketing tips, and podcasting strategies. Today, we're speaking about podcasting strategies and how it's effective for everyone who would like to enlighten their voice and bring their voice out of them. So today we're speaking about podcasting. My name is Terrell Humphrey. I'm the host of Failure's Knowledge. And make sure you subscribe. If you're just not joining in, make sure you subscribe that button. Make sure you hit the like and wait towards the end because we're going to cover three different points, three different lessons that I've learned while podcasting over the last half decade. And it's a lot of information. So get your pen out, get your notebook out, make sure your headphones in it. If you're listening to it, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, join the podcast community, because we're really diving in today on why podcasting changed my life. First off, let me turn this light on. Hold on. There we go. Let me turn this light on. You know what I mean? Let me turn this light on. Then second off, let me go ahead and write podcasting changed my life on this board. Podcasting changed my life. Podcasting changed my life. There we go. It's a little, there we go. Podcasting changed my life. You see, half a decade ago, when I just picked up a camera and started recording and speaking directly to it, I didn't know I was building my confidence up. I didn't know I was building I was bettering my communication skills. I was showing and demonstrating that if I'm able to speak to a camera, if I'm able to deliver a message, if I'm able to give some type of lesson, I'm able to teach in a way that I can show up for myself. You see, at the time, I just had an idea. I just had a dream. I just had a goal. I didn't even know it was called podcasting. I just thought I had a phone. Why not press record on my phone? And even though I press record on my phone, I'm just speaking directly to it because I'm learning and I'm speaking. I'm giving information and knowledge that I've learned or experienced. You see, life taught me that when you go through life, when you go through different experiences, you're not only preparing and building up to yourself, you're gaining the knowledge that you will be able to teach others because you are the one that's experiencing the growth that you're developing. You see, the reason why that's so important, because it taught me that podcasting is more than just speaking directly to a camera. It's more than speaking to a microphone and building some type of conversation around what you're going through, what you're experiencing, and what the topic and the conversation falls around. It's more than that, because lives get impacted from hearing voices. When I was in California, I was going to the school called Polymer. I was going to the school, and as I was attending the school, I was in a communication class. And so my professor, it amazed me how many stories this gentleman had, and he told so many stories. After story, because there was point within the stories. Now, I wasn't listening to all the stories, but the ones that really caught my attention, the ones I really paid attention to, it taught me that if you know how to communicate, if you know how to teach, if you know how to educate what you're thinking and currently have in your mind, you're able to express it in a way that will help others understand it. And so at the time, I'm like, I didn't understand what exactly he was doing. He was communicating in a way where he can show us the point and the message behind the story. And so during that time, I remember we had a 4-hour class. He spoke for majority of it. He told different stories for majority of it. And even though he told stories for a lot of the class, it excited me because he had different stories. Like, every point was different. Every story was different. And so it taught me that when I start podcasting or creating videos, I was telling stories because it was coming from my experience. Now, at the time, my professor, he was like maybe early 60s, late 50s, give or take. And as he's teaching, he has a lot of experiences to pull from. He has a lot of moments to demonstrate, to explain, to share. And so as he's sharing different moments, different timing, I'm realizing that your experience bring out the best lesson. When you go through life, when you go through a different experience, when you go through a tough situation, it's building you up, because when you come on the other side, now you have a story. You see, podcasting helped build the story up out of me, because I have a lot of different stories that come out of me. Reason being, because I've been through a lot. I'm not seeing like what I've been through, but what I've been through, my experience speaks for itself. Reason being, because when I'm able to communicate and articulate what I've been through, as I'm going through the journey, as I'm going through the different processes, the different phases, I'm able to see more because I'm able to learn more. You see, podcasts have changed my life because it taught me how to really communicate effectively. It taught me how to communicate effectively because I have to change the way I'm speaking. I have to change the way I'm delivering. I have to change the message to make the message make sense. You see, in life, the message is not going to make sense unless the one that's telling the story makes it more relatable and understanding. You see, I didn't know I had a voice. I didn't know my voice mattered because I just wanted to speak directly to a camera. I just wanted to speak because I had something on my mind. I just wanted to talk. And even though I was talking, I was using my voice. You see, the first point I want to hit on is that you have to use your voice. Point number one, use your voice. Use your voice. You see, your voice matters because you are the one that's projecting it. You are the one that's telling others. You are the one that's sharing different information and different topics when it comes to it. Reason being, because it is coming from you. When it comes from you, you are the one that's delivering it. You are the one that's important. You are the one that matters, because podcasting helped me learn that my voice matters. That what I say matters. That how I say it even matters the most, because it's the delivery that everyone focuses on. It's the presentation style. So when I get in front of other individuals, I'm able to communicate and articulate what I'm speaking about, to articulate your speaking, and you're speaking clearly so others can understand what you're speaking about. And as I'm able to speak clearly, I'm able to articulate the words that I'm able to say. Now, when I started half a decade ago, I wasn't as articulated as I am today. But I had to learn the words. I had to learn the words, new information, new education. I had to go through different experiences. You see, when I went through my lowest moment in life, when I went through my divorce, my divorce was so heavy because I never experienced something like that. So the first thing I did was that I got my phone and start speaking and start talking and start communicating. I didn't know I was healing myself. I just thought I was sharing myself. You see, it's a difference, because when you're communicating, you have to share yourself in order to know that you're going to be okay. You see, at the time, I didn't know it was going to be okay because it was one of my lowest points. You see, podcasting changed my life because it taught me whatever you go through matters, because someone will understand what you have been through. You see, life is going to show you. Life is going to reward you. Life is going to open doors for you when you learn how to communicate effectively. When you learn how to articulate your words just a little bit more better and pronounce your words just a little bit more better. I remember I was working with my mentors, Mike and Steve, back when I was in California. And as I'm working with them, Steve, I was working alongside Steve. Well, I was working with both of them. So as I'm working with them, I had to do cold calling. Now, mind you, I've never been in sales. I've never had to do some type of sales or be in some type of business where I had to sell myself and sell the product or sell something. It was difficult for me. So it was something new. And even though it was something new, I was willing to, you know, approach it. So, gratefully enough, they let me join their team. They let me join their business. And was like, okay, you going to cold call. Prior to me joining, I was kind of in real estate. You know, I picked up the phone a couple of times, called different homeowners. You know, nothing came from it. But I was learning how to communicate at that time. And so, when I started working with Mike and Steve, my growth, like, multiplied, like, it increased, because they showed me what I need to work on. And so at the time, when I was making the phone calls, and Steve was like, yeah, man, we just going to speak to these homeowners, see if they want to sell their place. They want to sell their place. Make sure you take the notes. Make sure you put the notes in the CRM. I didn't even know what a CRM was. A CRM is a customer relations management, where you can keep track of everybody that you come in contact with or speak to, and recognize what the problem is, and then what they say, what the issue is, and be more organized so you can refer right to it. So at the time, I didn't know what a CRM was. And so he's telling me, okay, so this is what you have to do. You have to take the notes. Make sure you listen diligently. And as you listen diligently, make sure you put the notes in the system so we can refer back to it, just in case if they call back or we need to follow up with them or we need to just be in contact with them. So make sure you take notes, take great notes, listen, and as you're listening, put it in the system. I said, okay, sound pretty easy. And so when I got on the first call and started taking notes, I'm like, hold on, I type too slow because they talking too fast. I'm trying to type and take notes of what they're saying, but as I'm taking notes of what they're saying, I'm missing what they're saying. And so as I'm missing what they're saying, I have to really just listen to the call once I get off the call. And so one day, Steve was like, yeah, man, Torrey, I'm just going to watch you. I'm just going to listen to you, see how the conversation going, see if there's anything that needs to be changed. I'm like, okay, cool. Cool with me. I said, cool. So I get on the phone. I said, hey, how you doing? This is Terrell Humphrey. Have you thought about selling your property? They'll tell me no. Okay, well, if anything changes, please don't be afraid to call back. And Steve heard that. He was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Have you been doing it this whole time? I said, yeah, I thought that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, they said, no, they didn't want to, you know, buy or sell their home. I mean, yeah, they didn't want to sell their home. I thought that's what you're supposed to do. Like, okay, well, if anything changes, give me a call. So at the time, Steve was shocked. Steve was surprised. He was like, I didn't know you was doing that. I didn't know you was doing that. Like, you can't do that. Because these leads, these customers, these homeowners cost a lot to get. And so at the time, I didn't know. It cost a lot. I just thought I was calling people. And so as I'm calling people, I'm learning how to communicate. And so he's listening to the calls. And as he listened to the calls, he was like, "Yeah, Terrell, you sound like a kid, bro." He said, "Yeah, you don't sound like you know what you're talking about." I said, "What you mean?" He said, "Your grammar is improper. You are not listening to the homeowners, and you're not taking great notes. Like, what's the issue?" And at the time, I'm thinking, ain't nothing to issue. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for letting me be here. But I didn't know it was a business behind what I was doing. I was in sales, and to bring in more revenue, to bring in and to close more deals, there's a sales representative that has to speak to the homeowner. So it was my first time in this position. I wasn't great at it. And so one day he just told me, he was like, "Give me your greatest impersonation of someone that's white." Then I tried to do it. I said, of someone of other ethnicity. I said, "Hey, John, this is Terrell," and he said, "Yeah, man, that's not good, bro. That's not good. That's not good." He said, "Now you have to think of a construction worker. Like, they're tired, they're getting off of work, they're exhausted. Now you have to, like, talk like that." I'm like, "I don't know what that sounds like. I don't know what that, I've never been around this. I don't know what that sounds like, so I can't really emulate something that I haven't heard." And so I'm trying to think about it, but nothing's coming to mind. You see, when you don't know how to communicate, nothing's going to come to mind. You see, I didn't know how to communicate because I didn't know what I was communicating. You see, in life, sometimes you have to know that you don't know what you're doing to be taught that you have to learn what you're doing. And so he told me, he was like, "Yeah, man, you got to look. I'm going to watch you for like a week, man, and see what can be improved, what can change, and what can be better, because this is not going to be it, Terrell. Like, this ain't going to be it, man." And so when he told me that, at first it hurt my feelings. First off, it hurt my feelings. I'm like, "Man, I'm trying. I'm trying." You see, in life, trying is the beginning. Trying is not the end all be all, because you have to keep putting yourself out there. And so I was in my head, because, man, I'm like, I can't do nothing wrong. I mean, I can't do nothing right. They always talking about I did something wrong. No. Well, teach me. You see, he was teaching me, but I wasn't getting the lesson. He was teaching me, but I didn't get the lesson. You see, I didn't get the lesson because I was stuck in the lesson. And so as I'm working in the sales position, my communication was getting better. Not overnight, but it was getting better over time. Because I started watching videos, I started watching different training. My grammar is changing just a little bit. I'm learning how to communicate just a little bit better. And so the reason why I just wanted to share that story is because Steve taught me a lesson. If you're going to be doing business, if you're going to be communicating with others, if you're going to be speaking to older people, you have to sound like you know what you're speaking about. You have to articulate the words that you're saying so others can understand what you're saying. And so I didn't understand what he was coming from because I had to continue to learn. I had to continue to be open to the information. And so one day I just told him, I said, "Yeah, man, Steve, man, I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate it. You know, thank you all for letting me, you know, just be a part of you all company. But I think I'm going to have to take a step back and learn it just a little bit more. And learn a little bit more, because I'm not able to bring value like I want to bring value. You see, when I'm using my voice, I have to know that my voice has to be practiced on. See, as I'm using my voice, I have to understand that my communication gets improved when I learn how to use my voice. You see, in life, you have to learn how to use your voice, because communication gets built off the skills that you're developing. You see, at the time, it was so frustrating to me because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know my grammar was even improper until someone told me. You see, podcasting changed my life because it helped me improve my grammar at a faster rate. Because I'm making videos, I'm talking to the camera, I'm being consistent, I'm showing up every day. And there's a quote that say, even if you're doing it wrong and you're consistent, you still learn a lot faster than not showing up. You see, I was willing to use my voice and learn how to be comfortable with the voice that I was given to deliver a message that's going to be meaningful, to deliver a topic that will be purposeful, And the reason why that's so important is because I was judging myself because I didn't know how to work on my voice. You see, in life, life will show you that you're on the right path when you constantly messed up. In life, it's up to you to fix the errors, to fix the mistakes, to fix things that you're not good at, and to get more educated on the topic, because it's going to help you identify that you're doing something right. You see, when podcasting changed my life because it taught me that I was doing something right. And even though I didn't fully understand what I was doing something right. You see, when you commit to yourself, when you use your voice, you have to know that you won't know everything as soon as you start. But you can continue to learn, you can continue to develop, you continue to evolve. Because as you're evolving, you're learning more about yourself. You see, as I was using my voice and communicating through podcasts, and podcasting taught me that what you go through matters, because it's going to help you be well prepared for the lessons that you will be able to teach, for the lessons that you will be able to share, for the lessons that you will be able to express. Because it starts with the way you use your voice. It starts with what you're learning. It starts with what you're communicating, to say that you're communicating effectively to really bring value to someone. So when you use your voice, you can't be so hard on yourself, because you have to practice how to use your voice, how to be comfortable with your voice, and how to share stories from your experience, because your experience that you go through is preparing you for your voice. See, your voice is the communication factor, because we all speak to one another. We all talk to one another. And in order for it to be really effective, one has to continue to work on their voice. It's kind of like singing. When I was younger, when I was a kid, my mama put me and my two brothers in a singing group. It was me and my two brothers in the singing group. And we were singing. We were singing every time we went to a church, every time we went to a different location, every time we went to a different place. Us three were singing. We were singing together. We was learning how to use our voice. I remember this one song. It was called "Hold On, Change Is Coming," and I believe it's my grandma's favorite song. And we had to learn the song in order to sing the song from memory. See, when you're learning how to use your voice, you have to learn how to use your voice in a way that's going to show that you know how to communicate. You see, as the song was going, as we was learning the song and we performed it every week, every month, every so often, we got better with the performance, because the more we performed, the better we got. The more we showed up, the better we were. Excuse me. And it taught me that when you're consistently showing up, when you're consistently showing up, you're consistently improving. And so when me and my two brothers were singing together, we were singing together, and once we got done singing together, we went to go sit back down. You see, we showed up to use our voice, and our voice was heard from the choir, or not necessarily the choir, the church members, the people that was in the church, and it just told us, like, if you're going to do something, you have to learn how to do it. Singing was good. It was phenomenal. It was amazing. Because we was able to be in front of many different strangers. And come to think about it, that's probably why I have so much confidence now in front of strangers, because of what my mama did when we was younger. She put us in front of a crowd in uncomfortable situations, in uncomfortable places, to really display our talent, to display our communication, to display the way we sing. You see, podcasting changed my life because it gave me a platform, an audience to speak in front of every single day. And to look at it from a different perspective, from different lenses, is that I was creating the opportunity, because I was the one creating the videos. You see, when I was young and we were singing, my mama was creating the opportunities for us to sing. And as I got older, I started to create the opportunities for me to communicate. Because when you use your voice, you have to be comfortable with what you're saying. When you use your voice, you have to learn how to communicate effectively. When you use your voice, people will listen. You see, podcasting taught me that people will listen if you are consistent. If you are consistently showing up, your message, the way you're communicating, what you are saying matters because someone will resonate with it. Someone will connect with it. Someone will say, I understand what you're going through. You see, my mama was mean. Even though she was mean, she was strict. And even though she was strict, she wanted us to be creative. See, you can only be creative when you get put in a place, in a position to be creative. You see, my mama wanted us to be creative and use our voice in a way that we were singing. How do you sound better? How do you get better? Well, you start doing better by doing the work. You see, to do podcasting, it takes a lot. To have a topic to speak about, it takes a lot. To share stories, it takes a lot. But since just because it takes a lot doesn't mean it's not impossible. I mean, it's impossible. You see, life shows you that you're preparing for doors to be opened. You're preparing for you to step into the door opportunity. As the door opportunity is being presented to you, you are able to seize the opportunity because the opportunity is coming for you will show that you're doing it for a good reason. You're doing it for a good cause. You're doing it because you're developing within yourself. You see, life is so magical because you create the magic for yourself. Using your voice is so incredible because we all have a voice to use. Podcasting gave me a voice to use because I was using it every single day. I remember my first recording, and I remember my first recording that I did as my podcasting when I first started back in a half a decade ago. When I started the podcast, I wasn't comfortable on camera. I wasn't comfortable on camera, so I got my microphone and I plugged it in and I just talked directly to the camera because I didn't want to show up on camera. And so since I didn't want to show up on camera, my voice was still being used off of camera. And so as I'm projecting my voice through the microphone, I'm talking about different topics. I'm learning the craft. I'm learning the skill. I'm learning how to communicate because I have an idea. And even though I have an idea, I have no idea what I'm doing. To learn what I'm doing, I have to do what I don't know how to do. Because you get better over time. You get better with practice. You get better when you try. I mean, when I was playing football my 9th and 10th grade year, I wasn't good. I wasn't great. But I was showing up every day. My 11th and 12th grade year, I was a lot better than my 9th and 10th grade year. You see, sometimes you have to be out there to learn what out there actually is. What you need to learn. Why you need to learn this skill. Why you need to learn this way. Why you need to learn this formation. Because it will help you understand that the skills that you're developing will show that you're on the right path. You see, life is here. And as life is being present, as life is being discovered, it's being discovered because you're able to use your voice. You see, podcasting is so magical. Podcasting is so great. Podcasting is so special because you can use your voice. You see, there's different type of podcasting that goes on. There's a conversation podcast. There's a single podcast. There's a podcast that goes with information that for the topic. And the best thing that I learned is that when you have something important to say, you have to use your voice to share it. Why? Because people listen when you speak. People listen when you communicate. People listen when you open your mouth and say things that make sense. Because you're learning how to make it make sense. You see, life is going to show you that you're doing the right thing. As you're doing the right thing, you have to do it for yourself. You have to do it for yourself first because you're doing it in a way that's going to help you grow and develop. Life shows you that you're doing the right thing when you step out and don't understand what you're doing. And even though you don't understand what you're doing, you shouldn't stop because you should learn how to do it. Well, see, when I was working with my mentors, I had to stop because I wasn't good. Yet, I still was learning how to communicate. Therefore, I became a better communicator and a horrible salesman. Right? Because I wasn't as confident as I am in communicating. And then as I got older, as I went through different experiences, I'm like, oh, we're always selling. And by always selling, I'm saying we're always putting ourselves out there. We're the ones selling ourselves. Our voice is the ones that's communicating with others. There's a book called Selling Yourself. And at the time, I didn't know it was talking about sales. I just thought you was building confidence, so you have to show your confidence to others. I didn't know you had to sell yourself until I had to learn what sales even was. You see, I'm going to look up the definition of sales because it's great to have a better understanding of it and to really understand the meaning behind it. Salesmen. So the definition of salesman is a man whose job involves selling or promoting commercial products either in a store or visiting location to get orders. So you're selling products, you're selling for a company, and when you're selling for a company, you have to communicate to a lot of people. You have to speak to a lot of individuals. You see, it taught me that when you use your voice, you have to be comfortable with your voice. That's the next point I want to hit on. When you use your voice, you have to be comfortable with your voice. Be comfortable. Comfortable. Be comfortable with your voice. Hold on, I'm going to put with your voice right here. Hold on. Be comfortable with your voice. There we go. Put that back right here. Yeah. Be comfortable with your voice. And see, the reason why you want to be comfortable with your voice, because it's your voice. Your voice is the one that matters. Your voice is the one that can make a difference. Your voice have power behind when you speak. You just have to know and identify the power that you have for yourself. You see, when I started creating videos a half a decade ago, I remember standing right in front of the window, and you can see the blinds right behind me. You can see the blinds as I'm speaking, as I'm talking, as I'm delivering my message. You can see it. And at the time I was creating the video, I knew I had something to say. I knew I wanted to share something. I knew that I just wanted to express something. You see, half a decade ago when I started making videos, it was hard for me to show up on camera because I didn't like the way I sounded. I didn't like the way I looked. I didn't like the way I presented myself because I just didn't like it. I wanted to change myself. I wanted to change what I looked like, what I sounded like. And it taught me that you just can't change the way you look. You have to accept how you look. You have to accept how you sound. You have to accept who you are. See, accepting who I was very challenging until I got into podcasting heavy and start speaking about who I am and sharing different experiences and being open to what I'm going through. You see, to accept who you are, you have to be open to what you have been through. You see, trauma is all in us. I've experienced trauma, I've experienced pain, I've experienced things I wasn't expecting to go through. But when I went through pain, everything else started opening up to me. Everything else started making sense to me. Everything else started appearing in a different light because I'm now able to see what I went through as a child. You see, my dad wasn't in my life and my mom was a single mom raising three boys by herself. I didn't know I had abandonment issues until I went through pain, until I went through a divorce, until I was using the podcasting to share my story, to share my message, and I didn't realize that. I didn't know it was the thing. I didn't know it was a thing because I didn't know what to look for in a thing. And see, in life, when you get comfortable with what you have been through, with your trauma, with your experience, life is going to show you that you are okay. Life is going to present to you that it's not the end of the world. In fact, it's the beginning of a new world for yourself. When you're comfortable sharing your voice, sharing your experience, sharing what you have been through, what's going to happen is that you're going to get comfortable with your voice because your voice is always with you. Your voice it never leaves you. Your voice is always there. And how can you always be there for your voice if your voice hasn't been discovered? You see, it taught me that life unreveal your voice because your voice matters the most. What do you sound like? How do you look like? What do you appear to be? How confident are you? One thing that's so difficult is that when it was difficult was when I had surgery on my tooth. When I was younger, my older brother, you know, when you got siblings and y'all be playing a little bit too much, especially when you boys, you know what I mean? Like, you have that sibling love, but it's a rough sibling love. I remember one time, me and my older brother, we was in the car, right? And he had to put some music on. I don't know what music was. I'm like, man, I don't want to listen to this. I'm like, bro, I don't want to listen to this crap. I turned that joker off. And so I'm like, man, I don't want to listen to this crap, bro. And he turned it back on. So if you got siblings, you're going to get into it. If you never had siblings, if you never had been close to someone, you're going to get into it. You're not going to always be in agreement to everything that you do. You're going to get into it here and there. And so I'm like, man, I don't want to hear this stuff. Turn that stuff off. He did it again. He turned it back on. I'm like, hey, bro, I don't want to hear it. The last time I pressed, I don't want to hear or turned it off, he hit me. And once he hit me, my tooth was chipped. My tooth was cracked in the gums. And so when he hit me, I was surprised because I just had surgery. My tooth. But he hit me. And it broke the gum, like my gum was cracked in my tooth was cracked in my gum. And even though it was cracked in my gum, I had to get pulled, I had to get surgery on it. And I was less confident in speaking because my tooth was missing. Let alone my front tooth was missing, right? My front tooth was missing, so I wasn't as comfortable with speaking unless I had something to replace it. And so it was hard for me to be confident and use my voice because I was using my voice in a way that I wasn't familiar with. And so I remember this one time when I was in class, I had just had surgery and my face was swole and I'm just in class. We're taking the final exam, I think it was Spanish class. And we're taking the final exam and I'm in the corner like, because I'm trying to catch the spit so the spit don't, you know what I mean? So the spit don't fall on the paper. And so as I'm doing that, the class is quiet. The class is taking the test. But I'm over there like, because I just had surgery. And at the time, I wasn't comfortable with using my voice because I was embarrassed to even speak because I was the only one missing a tooth. You see, in life, your embarrassment is your superpower because that's what makes you different. And then what makes you different is knowing that you have a voice to use because people are willing to listen. And even though it took me a long time to build the courage up to start communicating, by a long time, I'm saying a couple years, it took me a long time to be confident in speaking, even when I had no tooth in the place, in the placement of me missing one. You see, confidence come when you know who you are. Confidence come when you share your voice. Confidence come when you deliver your message. You see, podcasting helped me deliver my message in a way that I wasn't expecting because it unlocked memories that I had stored away because I was so used to suppressing my feelings. I was so used to suppressing what I was feeling and going through. See, being raised by a single mom and she was raising three boys, you had to learn how to be tough. My mama taught us how to be tough rather than express your feelings, express your emotions. So after the years, I've learned how to share my message and share my story and be comfortable with it because as I'm comfortable with my voice, I have to be comfortable with the embarrassment because the embarrassment is going to be with you forever. It's going to stay with you forever. I remember this one time I had just got off work when I was in the Marine Corps. I had went straight upstairs and I had surgery. And when I had surgery, I was talking like this. I had surgery a couple weeks prior, but I was talking with my lip down when you couldn't necessarily see the missing tooth. And so as I was talking and delivering the podcast, it was hard for me to really be confident because I'm looking at the camera, looking at the missing tooth. And it taught me that if you judge yourself, everyone else is going to judge even harder. So I had to learn how to be comfortable on camera, how to communicate, and how to communicate effectively, even though I'm missing a tooth. So I start going to different networking events, different events that's going to force me to communicate. It's going to force me to talk. It's going to force me to speak to others. And so when I went to the networking events and the different places that I was going to, I mean, this one time when I was in California, I went to this event, and it was a real estate event. And the guy asked the question. Once the guy asked the question, he was like, "Who here can tell me what real estate means?" And I just told him, I was like, "Really? Like, you can create wealth, and like, you can, excuse me, make more money from it. You can make a difference while you in it. You know, I read this from a book. I ain't done it. I just read it from a book." But I was able to get that microphone, and I was able to communicate, even though I was missing a tooth. Even though I was embarrassed, even though I wasn't as confident. You see, I got confident in my embarrassment because my embarrassment stayed with me. My embarrassment is always with me. My embarrassment is on display. You see, it taught me that when you communicate, you're not only saying words, you're being vulnerable in the way where others can see and recognize your comfortability as you're speaking. As you're communicating, as you're showing up. You see, when you're showing up, you're not just showing up for yourself. And when I got the microphone, I spoke at the event. After the event, we had a break. He came to me. He was like, "Hey, man, you're pretty good at this." I said, "Pretty good at what?" He said, "Communicating." He said, "When you got the microphone, it sounded so clear. It sounded so good." He said, "Man, you're really good at this." I said, "Man, thank you, bro. I just been at home making videos." At the time, I didn't know it was called podcasting. At the time, I knew it was called sharing my story. Sharing my experience, sharing what I've been through. You see, when you get comfortable in your embarrassment, your voice becomes more confident because you now are confident in what you're saying and how you're delivering it and what you are saying. You see, my communication teacher taught me that if you're going to teach something, don't just have a point. Have a story in front of the point. Let the point be the example of the story. So as I'm in class and I'm learning and I'm watching and I'm observing, like, how do you have so many different stories? How are you able to remember everything that you went through and express it in a way where we can understand it? I'm fascinated by this. And it taught me that when you have a point, when you have a message, your story matters the most because your story is the message. Your story is the strength. Your story is the power because it shows what you've been through. And then when you can communicate and articulate that just a little bit better, people are willing to listen because now you're using your voice. Now you're comfortable with your voice because you're doing it in your embarrassment. You see, the only thing that causes us to be embarrassed is the fact that we judge ourselves before others even get a chance to judge who we are. We judge ourselves so quick. I mean, I was missing a tooth. I'm still missing a tooth. I'm going through the surgery. I used to judge myself because I didn't have a tooth. I didn't have a tooth in the place where it's at. I didn't have a tooth because it was missing. So I'm judging myself every time I go out and get it from a camera. I'm looking directly at it. And what I learned is that when you bring up your embarrassment, people will pay attention to your embarrassment. Why? Because now you just put it to their forefront. Now they're constantly thinking about it. Now they're constantly looking at it. Now they constantly want to be... Now they constantly want to stare at it. You see, the reason why that's so important, the reason why your voice matters, the reason why your story matters is because podcasting gave me a place where I can share and unlock memories that I have stored away for a long period of time. There's different things that I remember. There's different stories that come across. One just came across. I remember I was younger. We was playing for the Patriots back in my hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas. And as we're playing for the Patriots, me and my twin brother, we was the only two players that was really dominating the game. Like, he was the quarterback, I was the running back. And when I got the ball, it was his turn to get the ball. When he got done getting the ball, it was my turn to get the ball. I remember a couple games when I was going, I was getting hot. I was getting hot. Like, he's giving me the ball and he's feeding me. And then he just stopped feeding me. I'm like, "Hey, man, what's up? You gonna let me get hot then cool me back down?" You gonna cool me back down? I remember this one time I believe it was in Power, and I had got through the line. As I got through the line, I'm just running. I see green. I see the touchdown. I'm almost there, but I got tired. And so the person, the defender that was following me, he dived, he dove and hit my leg and clipped my foot. And when he clipped my foot, I just rolled over because I was exhausted. You see, the point of that story is that when you share your story through podcasts, and you're able to unlock memories that you have stored away within your life, that you have stored away within your experience, that you have stored away with everything that you're doing. You see, when you unlock memories, you find a point from the story and explain the experience to make the communication effectively. Why? Because don't nobody just want to hear points. Stories matters. Stories sells. Story is everything because people can connect with the story. What you go through matters, and you have to be comfortable in your embarrassment. Because your embarrassment is something that brings value to others. Your embarrassment is something that shows that it's going to be okay. Your embarrassment is not the end of the world. In fact, it's the beginning of the world to help you start sharing and using your voice. You see, when you are comfortable with your voice, you use it more often. You use it more effectively. You use it in a way that's going to help you grow and develop. You see, life is so rewarding. We just have to discover the reward that's coming for us. That's coming to us. That's coming from us. You see, there's a thing called reciprocity. You receive what you give. In order to give and receive more, you have to be willing and okay with giving your embarrassment, with sharing what you've been through, and overcoming everything, every doubt, every self-destruction that you're doing within yourself to know that you're going to be okay. To know that your voice matters, and that is, as it matters, you have to continue to use your voice. You see, when you use your voice, people are hearing your voice. When people hear your voice, they listen to what you're saying. They listen to what's being spoken about. See, communication happens when you decide to communicate effectively. Communication happens when you decide that what you're saying is valuable. See, podcasting's changed my life because it taught me that I have something to say. That's the last point to hit on. Is that you have something to say. You have something to say. Point number three, you have something to say. Something to say. Ah, there we go. Jesus, wheeze is hard. You have something to say. Say, right there. Say. You have something to say. There we go. You have something to say. I remember when I was playing football, this chant, I saw LeBron James say this chant when he was playing for Miami. He was like, Miami on three, Heat on six. He'd be like, 1, 2, 3, Miami, 4, 5, 6, Heat. I thought that was pretty cool. That was hard. I ain't gonna lie. And so when I was in high school, when LeBron James was in Miami and we was in high school, I heard that. I'm like, that's pretty cool. That's pretty dope. Okay. I'm gonna start saying it. Because in my high school, I was the captain of the football team. And during that time, we was like, okay, we're getting closer together. We're practicing hard. We're giving it all. Like, how can I really, you know what I'm saying, like, beat this up? Not necessarily beef it up, but how can I bring more excitement from the beginning of practice to the end of practice? Like, I didn't have that much power. I was a captain, but the coaches was calling everything. Coaches called every single thing. And so as I'm thinking about it, one day we was just talking. I said, man, listen, when we get in the huddle, we're going to say Tiger on three, Pride on six. Here's the example. Tiger on three, Pride on six. Tiger, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Pride. That was hard, Tiger Pride. And so at that time, I'm like, okay, let's try it. So we try it. Tiger on three, Pride on six. 1, 2, 3, Tiger, 4, 5, 6, Pride. I said, ooh, that's hard. You see, I was using my voice because I thought of an idea that I saw someone else do. And when I shared my experience, like, I believe this is going to be a good idea, we should try it. When we tried it, it sounds so good. You see, in life, you have to try things to know that it either will work in your favor or it won't work in your favor. You have to be willing to test yourself, because when you're testing yourself, you're building comfort. When you grow comfortable in your voice, you have to know everything you will say won't come off as good, yet it can be good if you continue to do it more often. I remember my first time speaking in public. No, not necessarily my first time speaking, but I remember I went to an open mic. My first time ever going to an open mic in California. And when I got the microphone, before I got to the microphone, everybody was playing music. Some people was doing poetry. Some people was doing rap. You know, so, like, it's an open mic, so people can do what they feel like doing. And so at the time, I'm just sitting there like, okay, people are playing the drums. People are playing the guitar. People are comedians. People are poets, you know. But they ain't got no speaker. They ain't got me up there. Right? They ain't got me up there delivering my talk, delivering what I want to say. And so I'm like, okay, I'm just sitting there. And as I'm sitting there, I'm nervous. I'm extremely nervous because my name is already on the list. My name is like probably 8 down. So there's 7 people ahead of me that has to go in front of me. So I'm like, okay, I'm kind of nervous. My heart beating out my chest. I don't know if the audience can hear how hard my heart is beating. But it's beating fast. It's beating. And I'm barely able to breathe. And as it's beating, I'm so nervous because I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm so nervous because I don't think what I'm going to say will matter even. Will make sense just a little bit. I'm so nervous because there's a lot of people here. It wasn't a lot of people, but it wasn't by myself. And so as I'm there and I'm thinking about what I'm going to say, I'm thinking about how I'm going to deliver, I'm extremely nervous. And the person that went in front of me, as soon as he got on stage, he was like, yeah, y'all, I'm kind of nervous. So just give me some, you know what I mean? Give me some leeway. Don't be too hard on me because I'm kind of nervous. Y'all can't see it though, but I'm nervous. And when he said that, he gave me a sense of relief. I said, good. I'm not the only one that's nervous. I'm not the only one that's overthinking this talk. I'm not the only one that's stressing myself out. And so when he said it, it gave me a sense of relief, but I still was nervous. And so as I'm thinking about what I want to say, as I'm thinking about it, as I'm preparing it, I'm thinking about it, and I'm just waiting. And then all of a sudden, he said, Terrell Humphrey, you're next. I said, oh. Everything that I thought about for the last 7 performances, I completely forgot what I was going to say. I completely forgot because I wasn't expecting my name to be called so soon. In fact, I wasn't even expecting my name to be called. But when it got called, I accepted the call. Terrell Humphrey, you're next. I said, okay. I tried to take a deep breath, but I couldn't take a deep breath. So I tried to take another one. I said, you know what? I'm going to stand on the ground. I'm going to stand on the ground and get my talk. Everybody else got on the stage. I'm going to stand on the ground. I'm going to stand on the ground and get my talk. So I had the microphone. And I was like, can I start? can I start? He said, yeah, you can start. I said, okay. I said, what's going on, everybody? I felt good. First open, I was like, what's going on, everybody? My name is, my name is Terrell Humphrey, Fez Knowledge, Bullish T to Fez Knowledge and Terrell Humphrey, something like that. And so when I gave the talk, my mind opened up of what I wanted to say. When I was in front of the crowd, what I was trying to say came out. Yet it came out in a way that was making me stumble. And even though I stumbled, I asked, I was like, okay, can I start over? Do y'all mind if I start over? They say, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. You see, you see, when they said, yeah, you can start over, I knew I had something to say. Just like this point, you have something to say. And the reason why that's so important is because you're saying what you want to say, what you want to deliver. And it taught me that you can always start over, even when you're nervous. Even when the words that you're thinking about, the words that you've been preparing for, the words that you've been thinking about, it's not coming out how you would like for them to come, you can still start over and deliver what you would like to say. You see, life is going to show you when you mess up, all you have to do is just try again. When you use your voice, you have to keep using your voice until you get comfortable with your voice. You see, at the time, I was so nervous, and as I was speaking and got in front of others, the words start flowing out and start saying, like, if I continue to do this, I'm going to get better. I'm going to get better. In life, that's all that you can do is just get better one step at a time. It might not seem like it's a difference. It might not seem like you're doing a drastic change and drastic jump. But what you are doing is that you're getting better every time you show up. Every time you speak. Every time you use your voice. You see, podcasting changed my life because it taught me how to communicate when I have nothing to say. So you can only be effective when you being effective to yourself. When you only can be effective when you affect yourself by speaking in public, by speaking and using your voice. Not necessarily speaking in public, but using your voice more often. Using what you're saying more often. Using your experience more often. You see, you have something to say because what you are saying matters the most. What you are delivering, it has value. And when we start to see the value within ourselves, we have to continue to pour the value out. Because it shows that you're committed to the process. You're committed to discovering yourself. You're committed to something that you aren't unsure of. Which is if this message is going to stick. If this message is going to resonate with someone. If this message is going to make sense to anybody. I remember a couple of weeks ago, I did a live podcast. And as I'm doing a podcast, my twin brother, he joined on. And as he joined on, you know, he's coming and he's supporting. And then he had to get off. He was probably on for maybe 5 minutes at most. And when he got off, when I got done with the podcast, I called him. I said, hey, man, so, you know what I mean? Appreciate you for coming on. Yeah, man, I appreciate it. He said, man, when you talk, even though I was the only one in your comments, you were speaking like there was a lot of people in your comments. I said, man, I appreciate that, dog. But how did you even, you know, how did you even, like, pick that out? How did you notice that? He said, because I can see your passion. I can see what you're saying because you have something to say. Even though I was the only one in your chat, even though there wasn't a lot of people in there, even though people weren't even responding, you have something to say and you're saying what you want to say. You see, life is going to show you that you have to prepare when you're lonely, because when you get out in public, you have to know that people will see that. People will resonate with that. People will identify that. And the reason why that's so important, because it shows that you're on the right path. Use your voice. Either it's going to be singing, either it's going to be communicating. Use your voice in a way that's going to help you show that you're on the right path. You see, to recognize the path that you own, you have to be willing to not know everything, just know something to start for yourself. You see, I want to look up the word again, salesman. Oh, no, not salesman, but communication. So that way, like, we can fully, like, have a good understanding behind it. You see, communication is the imparting or exchanging of information or news. I'm gonna read it different. It said means of sending or receiving information such as phone lines or computers. Let me see one more. Social contact. I like that. Excuse me. I like that. Social contact. To be sociable, you have to make contact. You have to communicate. And when you identify what you're communicating, it matters the most. We went to this InvestFest. It was a conference this past weekend called InvestFest. And it was a InvestFest with like over 10,000 people. It was a lot of people at this event. And it was this company called Fidelity. And it was a bank. It was a bank. So they're doing interviews. And they first off, when we was walking, They had two Starbucks cards. And the guy, he like put it to my face. I'm thinking he's just going to give it to me. I'm going to grab it, put it in my pocket. He said, nah, would y'all like to, would y'all be open to doing an interview? As y'all doing an interview, y'all can get the Starbucks. But he's pulling away the cards. He's pulling it away. So I'm trying to grab it. He's pulling away where he's had my attention. I said, oh, you pretty good, huh? You pretty good. And so I was with my lady. And we was walking. We was like, okay, we'll do it. I was like, can you do it? Because I want to go tell somebody that's holding our seats, like, we're going to be X amount of time, you know what I mean? So that way you can be more aware of it. And so as we was walking, there was somebody holding our seat. I try to be mindful of other people's time. I was going to communicate, like, hey, we doing this for a specific time. We're going to be back in this time. You know, so that way he can see that I respect his time and I'm grateful for what he's doing. And so they asked us the topic. They asked us, okay, so it's going to be about investing, wealth, and legacy. I typically don't speak about that. I typically do not speak about that. I've never spoken about wealth, legacy, and investing with them, with that specific terminology. So I was like, yeah, since you speak about that every time, I feel like you'll be a lot better than me. I was self-talking myself out of doing the interview because I wasn't familiar with talking about it, like, publicly. I mean, yeah, we talk here and there about it, but to publicly have it recorded, I was a little bit nervous because I didn't want to say the wrong thing. And she was like, no, we're going to do it together. No, we're going to do it together. No, because you have something to say. I'm like, I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm thinking about wealth, legacy, and investing. Wealth, legacy, and investing. I'm like, okay, so what is that? What does that mean to me? What does that mean to me? What does that mean to me? I'm trying to think, but nothing's coming to me. Nothing is coming to my mind. And so I'm trying to think. I'm like, forget it. So I just stopped thinking about it. I said, I'm going to wait till they start asking the questions. So I can understand if I know the type of question is being asked. So I stopped thinking about it. And so we go. And as we're when the interview started, the guy, I think his name was Trey, he started asking us questions. The questions that he was asking, he made the wealth, legacy, and investment topics a little bit more, I don't know. I believe the way he asked the question made me like think about, oh, I know that response. So what does investing mean to you? Well, to me personally, I feel like you should start spending money on yourself first and to recognize that you can learn more information within yourself. And so when he asked that question, I got the flowing because I had something to say. You see, I was talking myself out of it because I wasn't familiar with the topic. It wasn't the fact that I wasn't familiar with it. I just didn't speak about it publicly. And even though I didn't speak about it publicly, I was comfortable with delivering the topic, with delivering the answer, with delivering the value, because I have something to say. You see, when I start to recognize that I have something to say, I start saying what I had to say, because it showed me. When you use your voice, when you use your experience and share and communicate in a way where others will understand, people will be more open to the information that you're sharing versus the information that you're not sharing, because you talk yourself out of sharing the information. You see, you have to use your voice because your voice is something to be used. You can only communicate when you use your voice. You have something to say. And recognize what you're saying matters because it's helping you find your voice. You see, podcasting changed my life because it taught me how to use my voice. And even as it's teaching me how to use my voice, I have to get comfortable with using and sharing my embarrassment and being open to my story and exploring different topics that I can speak about because I have something to say. And if you really get value for this, make sure you hit that subscribe button, because we're talking deep today on how podcasting changed my life. Hit that subscribe button and leave in the comment below, what is your biggest takeaway on how podcasting changed. What is your biggest takeaway on how podcasting can change your life once you start using your voice? Leave your biggest comment or biggest takeaway in the comments. I would love to read it. I would love to engage with you. And just know that you have something to say. You just have to start using your voice more. Because when you use it more often, now you get comfortable with what you're delivering. Because it matters the most with what you're saying and how you show up for yourself. So make sure you hit that subscribe. Leave your biggest takeaway in the comments. And I appreciate y'all. And I'll see y'all tomorrow.